Chapter 17. The rain let up around midnight. I knew the time because I could not sleep and kept looking at the clock beside my bed. Not having that problem, Jethro snoozed soundly, curled on the pillow next to my head. People and events circled through my mind like horses on a carousel, round and round, over and over. Walter Harris lying dead outside of old Strang's house. Trace Hughes and his motorcycle and the image of him in church playing his guitar and singing. I punched my pillow savagely, and Jethro raised his head. If only our new preacher did not remind me of Jake. I certainly did not want to be attracted to this handsome, talented stranger. Scenes from the open house Sunday spun through my thoughts. Shivering, I felt again the strange sense of unease I felt at the old cemetery. The trip to the Sugart funeral home was unnerving. And was there really a mysterious prowler at the Jenkins home? Were the two ladies imagining things? Burke's visit and his revelation about Jefferson Thorne was in my mix of jumbled thoughts. To top it off, Jasper showed up here on our front porch, much as his father had, which put Mom and me in the uncomfortable position of keeping a secret from Grant. Try as I might, my mind would not shut off. I repeated Bible verses. I prayed and tried to remember happy scenes from my childhood. Nothing worked. Sleep would not come. At last, I threw back the sheet and padded softly downstairs to the kitchen. Maybe a cup of chamomile tea, made from the herb in Mom's garden, would help me sleep. Putting the kettle on a burner, I shook some dried tea into an infuser and waited for the water to heat. Going to the old sewing machine, I brought the photograph of my grandparents back to the table and sat staring at it. My grandfather had been a handsome man and in his World War II uniform looked dashing and exciting. How sad that he had been so near and we never knew him. The tea kettle whistled and I got up to pour water over the infuser. Somewhere in a nearby tree, an owl hooted. Farther away, another answered him with the exact pattern of whoos. The owls may have been saying that the rain was over, for a while, at least. This was the rainiest July on record. Did the weather pattern have anything to do with the unnerving events of the past few days? Mankind was, after all, much affected by weather. Stop it, I said out loud. Such thoughts led to believing in superstitions, and I didn't. Believe in superstitions, that is. Long ago, my Cherokee and Irish ancestors had tried to explain unusual happenings by making up legends or stories. While these were interesting and fun to read, I would count on the Lord to be with us and protect us. How many times in the book of Joshua did he tell us to fear not? Removing the infuser from the cup, I added a dollop of honey and carried my tea to the dining table. Sometimes I missed my job at the Dallas Morning News. Being an investigative reporter had led me into danger, but it certainly kept me busy. Maybe I should talk to Mort about a job on his newspaper. Goodness knew Mort needed someone to report news, not gossip. If he had not mentioned Jasper's knife being found at Old String's place, Jasper might not be in hiding from the law. Discretion was not Mort's strong suit. Finishing my tea, I replaced the old picture on the sewing machine and glanced out of the window. Scudding clouds played hide-and-seek with the moon. The rain was definitely over. I made a decision as I looked out at the dark shapes of trees. Today, I would go to Levi's newspaper office and see if I could talk Mort into hiring me. Maybe Grant wouldn't see me as snooping as I searched for Walter's killer, but only as doing the job of any good reporter, trying to objectively report the truth. And the truth was Jasper did not kill his father. I was sure of it. But I would have to prove it. And the best way to do that was to find the person who did. Yawning, I climbed the stairs back to my bed and Jethro. The chamomile tea and deciding on a course of action at last set my troublesome thoughts to rest. If I had to twist Mort's arm, I would do that. I could hardly wait to go to the newspaper office.